What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Gray Adams back in here with another YouTube live stream. Shout out to the Coach Gang for being in here, being involved, and being active on this YouTube channel. Check out my books, The Free Agent Lifestyle and De-Evolution, and the free book, 52 Things That All Men Should Do Before Considering Marriage. The links are in the description box below. And welcome to Tuesday, Slow Tuesday, Gordita Titans, where, you know, it's going to be a slow Tuesday for a lot of you gentlemen. You know, all the top-notch 304s are taking the day off. They're shopping the day with their daddy's credit card. And now, the biggest ones that are, you know, left all by themselves this weekend, you get to call upon them in times of need. Anyway, we got a great show today. I forgot to close my blinds to make it darker in here, but it's okay. I think it's all right. It's a slight glare there on the left hand of the screen. But anyway, we're going to get into the show. The show must go on, all right? And today we are simulcasting on Twitch. So join me over there. You know, all we need is like all we need is like three people over there, to be honest with you, or an average of three per stream. And I think we'll get to our numbers. This week, we're just getting our numbers up on Twitch. We're just padding it up on Twitch over there. Anyway, my Twitch address is Coach Greg Adams over there, too. Anytime you need to find me, Coach Greg Adams. Anyway, great subject matter today. We're going to talk about, should you stay or should you go? This might be a big question for a lot of men. A lot of men, not everybody, believe it or not, not everybody watches me is red pill. Not everybody watches me is MGTOW. Not everybody that watches me has a fully embraced the free agent lifestyle. Not everybody has. Not everybody has even left the purple pill stage. There's a lot of hope strategists that are watching me. There's a lot of married people that are watching me. Some men in relationships. There's a lot of women that love the coach's chocolatey skin. They tune in just to see my chocolatey skin. All right. They're like, look at this beautiful man. Oh my God. I can't tell how old he is. You know, the young girls come on. They be like, something about him. I know I don't like older men, but he looks young and old at the same time. They like, what? How is he? What is he? And then I take that young. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. I say, let me show you how young I am. And them girls love to watch me. They love this chocolatey skin in here. They like, this man, how does he look like that? And there's a lot of married women watching me right now trying to take notes. They're sitting there taking notes with their boring marital life. They've been realizing how much of an honorary bull they have been, how much of a stubborn human being they've been to their husband after watching me. They're taking notes. All right, don't lay down there like a Carl's Jr. star. All right, no more Carl's Jr. star marital missionary for my husband. Maybe I'll take a shower this weekend. All right, she's going to shower and freshen up. Okay, because married women, you know, you guys dress up more for the outside than you do your own husband. Okay, your own husband, every time he sees you get ready for work, every time he sees you rushing to go out to girls' nights out, you get dressed more than you do for your husband. You laying around like a frumpy Frito, all right, the rest of the time, that's what he gets. He gets your hot morning breath, all right? He gets that stank peace leave that hadn't been showered since Friday morning. Now it's Saturday night, Sunday night. All right, the married women are like, ah, this is fantastic information. I did not realize how much of a slouch frumpy Frito I would have been. Okay. So the married women are taking notes. All right. They're out there. They're going to continue to maybe service their husbands. Maybe they're trying to make the best out of their frumpy marriage that they're in. Anyway, you know, there's a lot of people that watch me. So with that in mind, there are men in relationships right now. They're struggling. They haven't gone their own way. They haven't hit a monk mode. All right, you guys got to remember that. We have to remember that when we're taking these notes here. There's some guys that are stuck. They're sexual addicts. You know, there's a lot of different men that watch us. So we got to make sure we understand. You know, some of us have been watching this content for several years, and some of us just showed up on the scene. Right? And so right now, yeah, they got prickly, hairy legs. It's a mess. They're offering their husband nothing but, you know, subpar. Well, you should love me for my prickly peace leave and my prickly cactus legs. You should love me throwing you this old, dried up, deserted, unwashed, unbathed, uncleaned, uncombed hair, curdled up, Celia, you should love me for that. You should want to be with me sexually, however I am. This is the mind of the married woman. They're out of control, bro. They out of control. You should love me. You should be able to kiss me, French kiss me, without even me even brushing my teeth. That's what they think. That's what they think. Well, this is about love. Oh, man. Anyway, so shout out to everybody that's watching us. Let's see here. What do I need to do here to this stream? Hey, I was going to say the one thing that really does jinx my stream. And I was going to say, this is going to be a short stream. Because I went 3 hours this morning. Hey, if you missed the money mindset, if you missed the blue chip mindset stream on the Free Agent Lifestyle channel, all right, you guys got to watch that stuff, man. Don't be watching all the content creators talking about women all the time. Although we did manage to bring up women a couple of times. You know, watch the other stuff that they do. You know, the numbers always go down when we ain't, you know, here just dissing women. All right, so let's do the super chats. And we're going to talk about, should you stay or should you leave? There are men in relationships, they don't even know how to leave their woman. Men need to get used to dumping their girls. In the words of Tom Likas, dump that bitch. Dump her. You guys are scared to dump your girl. This is why the divorce rate is 80% women filing. Because you're scared to dump your girl. You'd be like, please don't go away from me. I'll be there for you when you call my name. I'll reach out my hand to you, to my heart. Please don't go away from me. That's what you sound like. The girl want to walk away. She giving you all the signs to dump the hell out of her. You know, women don't dump men for the most part. They hand you the scissors. And then they want you to dump her. But you're not even man enough to dump your girl. You guys got to start getting out here dumping women. Just dump them. Okay? And they don't even act right. They know they're trying to get you to dump them. They're like, please dump me so I can be the victim. They want to run around here being a victim. My man Jim A says, Coach was on so long, Dr. BOA had to come get him. BOA is like, Coach, I'm on that 10, bro. Get off. BOA was like, yeah, you cut into my stream this morning. Was he on after me? The BOA was like, I'll give you money, brother, to shut the stream down. He sent two super chats. He was like, shut it down, bro. I need an audience over here. You got everybody over here, bro. Shout out to BOA. Warhammer's in the building. Thank you. Appreciate you, man. Cancer email says, don't bring sand to the beach. Better yet, leave the sand at the beach. Leave the sand at the beach. Rare Cuisine Gaming says, met a 36-year-old guy who tried to rebuild after a recent divorce ruined him. I told him to check you out. Hopefully, he gets RP'd and goes free agent. That's 100%. Hey, guys, you guys just don't know. You guys don't know how much divorce ruins men. You do not get it. And I know you don't get it because, you know, I keep telling you, and there's always that one guy that comes in here and they ask questions and, wow, well, it doesn't seem that bad. And you should just bounce back, recover. Don't be, bruh. Divorce tears men apart. Okay, imagine this. You jump the fence to your neighbor's yard. They have two Rottweilers. You can't jump back over the fence. The Rottweilers get you. And they have at least a 15-minute rain on your ass before their owners wake up. Oh, I didn't realize my two Rottweilers was tearing that ass up. And then they come save you. How bad are you going to be effed up? Okay, that's divorce. They basically get to clean your clock for legal reasons under the law that you agreed to. They get to tear your ass up. They get a free rein to punch the shit out of you, kick you, bite you, claw you. That's divorce. And then whatever happens when you're laying there in the heap, nobody comes to save you. Nobody patches you up. Nobody heals the wounds. There's nobody that takes you to the Amalams. They basically take everything out of your assets and leave you there. And then you have to find the gauze, find the alcohol, find the stitches. You basically have to do all that yourself. You stitch yourself up, and it takes time. You got to basically 2 years, stitch up the wounds, let them heal, take a chunk out of your ass. He said it's worse than that. Jim Curry said, it's worse than that. Like, you heal yourself. Like, you fix yourself. You go to the hospital, they be like, can't do nothing here for you. You go to the police, they be like. And then as soon as your ass finds yourself back, the worst thing you do is marry again. My man, Rare Cuisine, I got you, man. Thanks for sending the brother our way. Terrence Ford is in the building. He says, my girlfriend of 5 years and I have been having problems lately. Hardly even any sex. Let's go ahead and play the sad piano for our guy. Yeah. You know, that's what long-term relationships are. The long-term relationships end up, the sex is going to decrease. For all of you people who believe you're going to be banging your wife and your girlfriend after the 2-year mark, it ain't going to happen. But he says, last night I ate her box and she refused to get on top. No sex happened. Damn. He ate the peace leave. He ate the peace leave up. He went in there and got that peach in there. He ate it like a peach. Did you eat the groceries too? He says, now I'm feeling resentment towards her. What we had is totally dead to me at this point, and I'm trying to make it work for so long. Hold on for a second. Did she taste like any other dudes you might know? She giving that peace leave to somebody. This is going to be the perfect show for you. This is going to be the perfect show for you. See, I told you there are men out here in this situation. They cannot walk away from a bad thing. And I'm going to give you some clues. Hang on, Terrence Ford. We're here for you, brother. We're here. Brown from the West is in the building. Thank you, sir. D. Cole made it over. He says, have to catch up, coach, but keep the fire going. Thank you, sir. We are just getting started. Be Real Mahogany, how could you compete with the beast that has been programmed to believe she is bigger than God? You can't win. In the Adrian voice, I don't know who that is. You can't win. Adrian. Yeah, man. You know, it's amazing. The most overconfident creature that we have on our planet actually produces very little. You know, they could be flat out broke and poor, and they'd be like, I'm better than you. Don't they say that? You dusty. And you be looking at them like, wait a minute. If I'm dusty, what does that make you? Oh, you strong and independent. Got it. You trying to make your way. Rebel says, Rebel 5150, your Raiders head coach resigned because of some emails he sent. Talking ish about the happy people, blacks, women, and the commissioner, give him the price is wrong. Yeah, he didn't understand that he would be back into coaching. I said this morning. It's like me going back into coaching. If I went back to coach high school or college ball, all right, and then somebody says, you know, this dude been on YouTube talking ish, and then they found all the content, they would be like, damn, got to fire you. Juan Pomeris, I need the Raiders to go undefeated in the loss column the rest of the year because when they lose, coach brings the fire. He killed it last week, and you're back at it. Well, Monday show, I was kicking some ass. I had to kick some ass on Monday. I just always have to clear the deck. You know, people want to come in here and think this is going to be, you know, the same old bull-ish. The same old black manosphere stuff, you know what I mean? It ain't going to be that OBE. Not OBE. Felix Garcia, sup coach, trying to get my slow Tuesday swing on. Got a gordita. Are you asking or you have one? You got one. There's plenty of them out here, man. You can make a gordita sandwich up in this damn thing if you want to. I'm on pause or gorditas. You know, I've been on or gordita diet for quite a while. All right, so I'm good. Hey, he retracted the message. All right, Aaron Guy, I know this is unrelated, but are you aware of the John Bobbitt incident? Yeah, Yes, that's been a long time ago. That was a while. That had to be the 1990s. Now back in the 1990s, I be praying that a chick can't find me. Because she got a nappy head and feet it all dirty. And she's getting pimped by a brother that's dirty. I saw her hanging in the alley. Bragging to her friends how she's hoeing in the valley. All by herself. On whole stroll. No, I can't even remember the right. Going back home late night with a bankroll. You know, a girl like that makes me sick. But I heard that she, who is that, MC Ren? What was the song that I said? But back in the 1990s, I'd be praying that the chick can't find me. Cause she got a nappy head. She got a bunch of kids nappy head and all dirty. And she's getting pimped by a brother that's dirty. I saw her hanging in the valley. Had I messed it up. Bragging to her friends how she's hoeing in the valley. All by herself. Going on a whole stroll. Going back home late night with a bankroll. You know, a chick like that makes me sick. But I heard that she that she sucks. He's a good sock. All right, hold on for a second. All right, man. The girl's already mad. This is terrible. Meanwhile, if that song came on in the club, they be shaking it and dropping it. They be dropping it like this. If it comes on in the club and the rapper's getting paid, she literally will dance to it. If I say it in plain English, they're like, this is terrible. Flag. Hey, the album is coming out. The name of the new album is... We coming back out, bruh. Hey, the album's coming out. Ladies, the album's coming out. The album's coming out. 2022. Get ready. Let's get into the show. Felix says, sup, coach, trying to get my slow Tuesday swing. All right, I got you. He says, got a gordita with a pretty face and pretty feet, but the midsection is busted. Ooh. Hey, after you bust, you're going to be looking at that midsection. You're not going to look at her face and her feet. All right. You're going to see that midsection, and it's going to look like a bowl of Top Ramen noodles. And you're going to be like, whoosh. You're going to be like, you got the shrimp seasoning at all? Kind of feeling some Top Ramen noodles here. All right, Brown from the West, your boy Brown is out for the out of the gordita market too. Yeah, I'm done with that, man. Only flexible chicks. And besides, they can't fit in the 911. That's the new thing. You can't fit in the 911. You can't get in. Let's get into the show. All right, enough of the stuff here. Let's get into the show. Always remember this. When things don't add up, start subtracting. When things don't add up, start subtracting. All right, I'm going to say it again. When things don't add up, start subtracting. This is going to be your lesson for the day. Always remember it. Now, these are some of the things that men have difficult times to do. You know, you've been trained to be a simp, and it's hard to break simpism. It's hard to break blue pillism and hard to get out of the matrix. Even when you since you were a young boy at school, right? You had that time where you had that crush on the girl and you were like, oh my gosh, you went to school just for her. You went to school just to see that girl and your heart would flutter and beat. Remember that? You got nervous when you were around her, right? And they told you all the good, the horrible things to lose that girl, but they were like, you would get her if you do this. Meanwhile, she had a crush on the worst of the worst. The dude that got suspended 18 times. The thug, the gangster, the hoodlum, the dude that had the bling, the drip. All right. But when you're at home thinking about that girl, you're sitting in your room, moonlight, the little street lamp shining on your forehead. You're clutching your pillow, imagining it's her one day. Then the piano comes on and you'd be like, I can't wait to get to school each day and wait for you to pass my way and bells start to ring. An angel starts to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do? Hey, little girl, I love you so. All I do is think of you day and night. I can't get you off my mind. That's what you start thinking, bro. You be like, ooh, when I'm alone in my room, I hear my favorite. And then in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. I need love. You start thinking all that shit. You ain't love, bro. You sitting there. Oh, shout out the troop in LL Cool J. My dog, the dogs are howling. Y'all love my class. Y'all love my singing. All I do is think of you. And you simp harder. You simp harder than the women simping for you. They fall in love with the hoodlums and you out here blue pilling, singing. trying to croon to your girl. And guess what happens? You fall in love and you fall into the wrong type of emotion because she starts playing you. She starts manipulating you. And it's tough for men to walk away when it gets bad. Like our guy, Taryn, said, he's with a girl for 5 years cohabitating. She won't give him no sex. He eats the box. She still don't jump on. Men need to walk away right there. Okay? But men can't walk away. Now, I'm going to give you some hints of when it's time to subtract. Because things aren't adding up to my man, Terrence. He's like, wait a minute. Everything I do for you, nothing works. I can't get you to put out. Well, she's done with you. That's the thing. She's done with you. But she's getting a benefit from you that will is making her stay. But she's essentially handing you the scissors, but you're not man enough to call her up on her carpet. You can't. You're not man enough to stand up and go, all right, look, it's time for you to go. Clean out your panty drawer and get out of here. All right, pack up your toothbrush. You got to go, baby. Men can't do it because you've been trained to be an urban simp. So what you got to do at this particular point is, hold on for a second. Shout out to Kevin Samuels out here. Hey, and I saw his video. He said, Big Shirley can't fit in the 911. He says, but you'll need to call 911 to get her ass out. Shout out to AMG. He says, get her out of one. Hey, Big Shirley can't fit in the Lambo, the Ferrari, or the 911. She can't fit. And that's going to be your new standard. I got a video dropping that's going to explain all that. Shout out to Kevin. Appreciate you being here. If they can't fit in as you're leveling up, you can't fit in the AMG, can't fit in the car, can't qualify. You no longer qualify. And women know this. Every now and then they try to pry their big butt in your car, put their big part, but you got to pry their ass out. You be like, baby, I can't help you because the car, these cars are low. We're talking about what you should do when you are looking to walk away. You need to toughen up, gentlemen. Get rid of the scarcity mindset. There's more women than there are men. There's more women that are willing to be a part of your concubine. There's more women that are willing for you to cheat on them and keep running back to you. But that's only if you stand up and be a man. When you let women walk all over you, they don't respect you, and rightly so. Nobody should respect you. If they're letting you, basically, they're handing you the scissors to end the relationship and you can't do it, she'll just say, okay, I'll keep finessing your ass. So here's some things to look out for. Thing number one, when she cannot admit fault. Have you ever been in this situation? She's clearly wrong. She's lying. She's deflecting. She's playing the victim. And she can't admit fault. Okay? Or she can't admit she's wrong in the situation. Women are not always right. What women are relentless when it comes to debate, when it comes to arguing. They love arguing. They love debating. You know why? It gives them free attention. You're not watching the game. You're talking to her ass, and you're probably talking to her more than you talked to her previously that day. But now that you're in this interaction, she loves this interaction. It actually makes her pee sleeve wet, just so you know. And what you have to do is you have to take her back and then find a pillow and put her face down and toot her ass up. That's what you have to do to end the argument. But I don't have the energy for all of that all the time. And so if that's what she wants, you know, we can make that happen. But I'm going to do it minus the argument. So what they'll do is they'll say they're never wrong. They're not wrong in this situation. They're not going to admit fault. Well, it's your time to walk away. Okay, but because essentially she's being immature. She's being argumentative just for argument's sake. Remember, they're social creatures, so they love this interaction. But if they can't admit fault, she's clearly wrong. She's not doing what she's supposed to do as a girlfriend, which is give me sex because I'm in an exclusive relationship with you, but you're not giving me part of the deal. You got to go. Okay? She becomes irrational. Now, irrational situations happen. Let's say girls' nights out. Let's just use girls' nights out for an example. And someone's telling me recently about a story about a group of wives that went out to girls' night out. And the one wife wore a frumpy dress out saying that she was going to meet her friend. That's what she told her husband. But essentially, the husband was able to follow her. I don't even know how he was able to follow her. But when she got to the nightclub, she took that frumpy dress off and she had a low cut dress and her boobs were all up. And this is a woman telling me the story. And I'm sitting here like, this is interesting. And eventually she made contact with the bouncer. And then she went back somewhere in the back of the nightclub to succeed the bouncer. And the husband somehow found out that they were there. I can't even remember that part of the story. Like, how did they find out that? So the husband shows up on the scene with the car, the kids in the minivan outside the nightclub. He storms the scene and he breaks up her duck sicking the bouncer in the club, drags her out of the nightclub. Now, eventually, there was no more girls' nights out. Okay, and then the woman that was telling me, she was like, yeah, we used to play these girls' nights out, but we can't do it anymore because she messed it up. And she was the lead hen. She was the reason organizing the girls' nights out so she can use those girls as cover to go duck sick men in the back. But in these situations, women will say, oh, it's just girls out. We're just going for drinks. You don't have to worry about it. And then you say, well, okay, honey. And then she gets caught texting somebody, duck sicking a bouncer, and you call her out on it. And she becomes irrational. And she says, wow, these things don't happen. It didn't happen like that. I don't do this all the time. Or he came on to me and I was the victim. And you're trying to rationalize with her as to why girls' nights out is just not possible in a couple of them anymore. And she'll say things like this. Well, I wouldn't care if you do it. Here's irrational conversations coming on again. Or she has a male friend that she's texting and wants to meet for dinner or coffee or something like that. A personal trainer, a man at the gym that she knows. And you're like, nah, I'm not comfortable with this relationship. Well, what do you mean? Men and women can be friends. Now, because she has this friendship, what she's going to say is, I don't care if you have a female girlfriend. It wouldn't matter to me. The reasons why she's saying that is because she currently has a good situation, so she can justify it. And she knows that you're probably not going to have a female girl because she knows she's going to blow up. So she's going to be irrational when she's caught, when she can't admit wrong, when she can't admit fault. She's going to say things like this. And when you find yourself in conversations with women like this, just let you know, it is time to leave her ass. Dump her. Dump that beach. Do not continue to rationalize with her. Have you ever found yourself in a long, laborious conversation where she's sitting up, fetal position, and you're telling her, long ass conversation, you're trying to get to the point where you're making sense. Everything you're saying is making sense. And she's being belligerent, stubborn. She's being an a-hole. She's ready to play the victim. And you're talking and talking and she's sitting there. She's saying, well, all of this conversation amounts to verbal abuse. You know what she's telling you to do? Dump that bitch. Dump her. Get rid of her. If you're having to have long conversations with that with any woman, it is over. The next thing you do is dump her, drop her where she stands. Okay, guess what? I've been talking to you for 30 minutes. You refuse to even acknowledge that I'm right on one of my points, on just one. I'm completely wrong, and she acts stupid. Huh? What? Women are supposed to be smart, right? We're so smart. We're super intelligent. We're smarter than men. You're trying to make sense right now. She's like this. Huh? Male friend? Men at the gym? Huh? Girls nights out? Huh? Girls cheat? Huh? Dump her. You just say, okay, I got this. Hey, the biggest power you have is to drop her where she stands. If you don't do it, you're basically going to be always just taking the back end of the deal. If you find yourself needing to find evidence, look at her phone, check her panties for stains of Tyrone and Chad, check where she is, check in with me. She don't check in with you. She go to the nightclub. She want to go sleep at Brenda and Tamika's house afterwards. Dump her. Dump her. No explanation. Clean out your panty drawer. Clean out your toothbrush, your toothpaste. Take your hair wig, your weave, and your wig. Get out. And when you get her out, you don't scream at her. You don't yell. You don't grab her by the arm or the throat. What you do is you walk her over to her panty drawer. Everybody knows that little drawer where you let her keep her panties over. Never have this drawer, by the way. But you take her over to the panty drawer. All right. You tell her, here's a bag. Put that in the bag. Watch her clean it up. But I just don't understand. Don't say nothing. When she's done, bag up her panties, hand it to her, take her to her toothbrush and her toothpaste, get her wig and her weave, walk her the hell out the door. Don't say nothing. Don't grab her by the arm. If she wants to barricade herself in there, let her. Just walk her ass out to the car. Let her start the car. Open the door for her. Point. Tell her to get the hell in. Close the door. Walk the hell off. Make sure she doesn't get, you know, murdered by somebody else, a stranger in the middle of the night. You know, make sure she starts her car and drives it the hell off. Then you go back to your crib and you make sure she knows this is the last time we're speaking. Dump that bitch. Now, she's gonna call crawling back. I'm just letting you know. You know why? Because you're a man. You dumped her ass. And not many men have dumped her. She's usually have to do the dumping. Her peace leave will be wetter than the Niagara Falls. You know why? Because she knows she's wrong. She knows she's at fault. She knows she's irrational. She knows she's not in the right. And by you dumping her, that made you step up to be a man. But not a lot of guys have the power to walk away. You guys always trying to chase after broads. And these girls, these modern women are some of the worst of the worst. And y'all still can't walk away. Still can't tell a woman to kick rocks. I got a phone from the women that I'll be like, okay. The hell with them. But you guys can't do it because you're scared. You have a scarcity mindset. Let's get into these super chats. The best advice that I've been giving you today, if you're in a relationship that is serving her and not you, dump that bitch. Dump her. And go get you a new one or walk away and go into monk mode. She should already know that there's already another girl in the line. Hey, women. Have you ever seen, listen to a woman. She'll say this. Well, I know he's texting other girls, but I love him so. They'd be like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to shed no tears. Oh, I'm not going to cry. It's not the time because you're not worth my tears. She'd be like, I was your lover and your secretary, working every day of the week. I held it down when no one else was there, helping you get on your feet. 11 years of sacrifice, and you can leave me at the drop of a dime. Yep, I can leave your ass at the drop of a dime. You want to make her singing that love song. You don't want to make her, oh, well, I left that old broke, dusty old, he ain't even have no hoes anyway. You want him singing that song. You don't want to sing him, well, he was a dusty broke, no good. He couldn't leave me. I cheated on him. I succeeded other dudes behind him. That's what you want. Women get hot when you got another girl lined up. Oh, you ain't got, okay, Brenda. Hey, Brenda, bring your ass over here. Hey, clean out your panty drawer. Clean your panty drawer out. Hey, no, don't leave them either. Hey, take them Tampax too. Nah, hey, Brenda, come over real quick. Come over real quick. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, get your wigs too. I ain't having this. Yo, man, don't play with me. She be right there begging you, succeeding you on the phone. All right, daddy, what you want me to do? She be taking off your belt. She be taking off your belt. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Where are we at? Super chat time. The best thing you can do is go get you some women. Look, you either go get no women and be like, get the hell out, cold kick rocks, all of y'all. Or just have a couple of women lined up. She should already know there's already other women, bro. She already know. All right, let's get into these super chats. Let's for real. All right, Old Dog says, but Coach, she thick. Yeah, she thick, right? She's a super freak. Hey, guys, today's marketplace, women, man, I'm telling you, man, I don't know if you guys realize women got a great advantage right now, but they don't realize that time's against them. Time works against them, but they're good right now. Terrence Ford, I'm in great shape. My gram is T Ford Fit. I make okay money. I will soon be a web developer, though, and I'm not short. I tried Frame, but it doesn't work. Okay, guys, I hear you, bro, and I'm not making fun of you. Listen, if you're in an effed up situation, just cut bait. Just cut bait and start the hell over. I said this yesterday. Do not try to become a passive aggressive man and then all of a sudden turn it into a dominant relationship. It ain't going to work. All right, you've already started off on the wrong foot, and she's already going to take advantage of your ass. Just get rid of her, man. But y'all stop trying to hold on to these women. They are nothing to hold on to. They're not special. How many men have been with 50 women? How many men in here have been with 50 women? Tell me what's different from one to the next. And they literally will act like they're different from one to the next. There is no difference. By the time you get betwixt their legs, it's all the same. Fat, skinny, poor, black, dude, it's all the same. And don't count after you bust. Don't count after you be like, roar! Oh. Damn, baby. Woo! You got that good, good. Oh, my God. Is that my heart? Nobody ever sucked it out of me and gobbled it up like that. A day later, you act like you ain't never been in no peace league before. You done forgot what the feeling's like. You done forgot what the feeling was that she gave you. You can't even feel it no more. Ask your balls, what was that feeling you gave yesterday? I don't know. Nothing even happened yesterday. I don't even remember it. You don't even remember it. And then the next day, you're going to be craving and fiending another piece. It ain't no different. She ain't doing nothing. Most of the time, she was just laying there anyway. She wasn't even doing nothing. She was just laying there. Oochie, ouchie, oochie, oochie. She wasn't doing nothing. It wasn't like she was doing a magic trick. She was laying up there. You was doing all the work. You were lifting the leg up, lifting the butt up. You was doing all the work. So it's all the same, bro. Get rid of that broad. They was just letting you go on there and push and shove on her. That's all she was doing. Anyway, Wellesley Drummond, what happened? He says, what's happening, coach, from London, UK? Learning something new every time. Been keeping up with your morning and evening shows daily. Keep killing it. 100%, man. This is what we do, man. I just want to make you guys realize. Right now, you guys, we're so weak as men. And women hate that we're weak, by the way. This is why they say they can't find a good man. Because we're weak. It's our fault. All of this is our fault. We fell for the biggest shit test of all time, which was feminism. We weakened up because we couldn't wait to get to school each day. We couldn't wait to get to school each day. And we start fiending and loving them and doing all this emotional shit. Black men getting emotional. I cannot stand when I see one of these brothers. You ever see, I don't know who these guys are, but it's always the dude with the beard. I don't know who I can't even name his name, but he looks like he's on the level of, what's that dude's name? Derrick Jackson. And they be sitting there smiling. Oh, you know, it's about love, sister. And the sister and this love and all. Man, if you don't sit your ass down and stop training our men to be weak. I'm tired of these dudes, man. And we fall for it. And then women do what? They say what?
I'm not happy.
All you have to do literally. It's act like there ain't much difference from one to the other because there's not. There's not much difference. They'll act like, oh, I'm the one. I'm the one you need in your life. I'm the one. I'm the queen. Dude, they know how to market themselves because you know why? Because men are weak. I literally could be like, is his name Stefan? Man, you know, sister, it's about love and the black queen and love. Sit down, bro. Sit down, man, with all that bullshit. Stop making these weak men emotional. I'm emotional. You guys got to stop with your mammy bullshit, man. Hey, you guys got to start toughening up. They're replaceable. Literally. They're replaceable by porn. You can literally replace the feeling you get betwixt your legs. You can pay for one. I mean, there's literally not doing nothing different than anybody else. So anyway, True Black, love is only an extended dopamine hit. It's like eating chocolate. It's like getting a couple of text messages. It's getting some. It's like getting a what? Like getting a couple of likes on Instagram. Wow. That's all it is. Love, there's no such thing as lust. It's lust. It's lust. When the lust is gone, the sex starts to disappear. And the biggest, dumbest thing that you guys can do is move a girl in when you're lustful. To promise her anything when you're lustful. Never promise anything when you're happy. Never, what is this, the phrase? There's a quote. Never make promises when you're happy. Never make decisions when you're mad. Right? Same thing with women. You want that lust and that love feeling to come all the way down. And then staring in front of you is an average stock factory issued woman. And you're going to go, what the hell am I? Why am I doing all this stuff for her? That's what happens when you walk her ass down the aisle. You get married. And y'all do the electric slide. Y'all be at the wedding. 6 years later, she blew up like the Goodyear blimp. So did you. You weak. And you're looking like, damn, why am I paying all these bills? And I'm getting sex four times a month. RMS 85, she is waiting for Christmas to be over. They don't be alone during the holiday season. Yes, this is the cuffing season. This is the holiday Halloween party. The Halloween party, the work Halloween party. Thanksgiving's coming up. So they got to be able to have somebody to bring the Thanksgiving dinner so their family don't say, you straggle daggle, why are you still alone? You can't find no man. They need Christmas. So they're going to start plotting right now to get you locked down here in the next 30, probably 10 days here. Okay. And the girl, yeah, she waiting for Christmas. She's like, damn, if I get dumped now, I'll get no Christmas. I'll have no Thanksgiving. I dumped the girl right around Halloween. And this broad was like, well, can you still come to my Thanksgiving work party? That was her biggest thing. She was like, well, I kind of booked you in for the Thanksgiving party. I'm like, she's like, is there a possible way that you could still come to Thanksgiving party with me? Because now she got to go to Thanksgiving party by herself. Like, she was like completely messed up. She was like, yeah, I know things aren't working, but is it possible? Like, she was still trying to get me to go. Then there's Christmas. Then there's New Year's Eve kiss. Then there's Valentine's Day. Then there's Easter. And then they go back to hoeing. They go back to hoeing. Hot girl summer. Licking ice cream. Dropping it like it's hot. Dancing in the street. Booty shorts. Then the cold weather comes around again. Then they start wanting to get locked up. Tariq Ali, thank you for everything and all that you do, coach. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Even the singing. And I went over your stop being grammatically incorrect. We don't need the buzzer. We got it, brother. John Ellison, Kevin Samuels. I watch your content too, but why can't you drop the coach a shout out? Kevin, he said, I think he did recently. Somebody did say he did give me a shout out. All right. I didn't see it, but hey, shout out to the Kevin. Shout out to Kevin for that. I missed that one. Double R, Rui Rocha, went through it. Never again, coach. Break up. Why can't y'all break up with women? I'm telling you, she'll look at you like this. She'll start getting wet for you. And don't do it argumentative. Do not do it argumentative. When you break up, you just be like, yeah, we're just going to end it right here. I appreciate all that you've done to me. Go ahead and clean up here. We'll be done. Thank you for all that we do here. It's been a good ride. Yeah, you think so? I'll go ahead and walk you out. Maximum 2EL says, one girl I was dating had the nerve to go grind on another dude at a party while I was there, all because we were fighting. I hit the eject button and disappeared like Batman. Yep. Just leave their ass there. A girl tried to do that. I went to her with at a nightclub, and then her friend was there, and then another dude came over, and she, you know, she was doing whatever she was doing with him, and she was, I overheard her, oh, he's got a, she was talking about his smile and all that shit. I was like, okay. Left her ass there. I was like, bye. I'm not afraid to walk away, bro. I will walk away. She start calling me up. Where are you? Gone. I'm not going to make no scene. Oh, you want to go suck on this salami? You want to duck sick him? Okay, good. Well, have him pay for your drinks. Have him pay attention to you the rest of the night. Because I'm done. Bye-bye. I don't go make no scene. Just go ahead and just dip out. She called me up talking about she wanted to succeed me and all that stuff. So I let her succeed me. Yeah, I did let her do that. Not that night. I was like, I'll see you when I see you. There's other people in line, bruh. Other people in line. Always have people lined up. Gia, I moved to Florida to get with the woman. Oh, I knew most of my life. After 5 years, when it was obviously time to dump her, I did. 2+ years later, keeps trying to get back, begs me to hit it.
Nope.
Dude, there's so many of the, dude, there's so many fish in the sea and funky fish out here. DG Seymour, shout out to you. Believe it or not, men love women. I'm sorry. Believe it or not, women love men, especially when you're a man. Do you ever hear them complaining about a guy that they're fiending for? And she says, yeah, he's weak. He's super emotional. He keeps controlling me. He always texts me. No, they hate that. They hate when you're always texting them and keeping tabs. Act like they ass don't exist. I guarantee you she'll fiend for your ass for a bit. And then she'll bounce and go on to another duck sick that she wants to duck sick. She'll go to another duck. And then you'll find another one. Hey, how you doing, ma'am? There's no scarcity out here. Shout out to DG Seymour with the super sticker. Jake C, your videos are normally the very first video in my feed. Today, I had to search for them. This is ridiculous. Shadow ban. No, the reason why today, well, there is shadow ban, I'm sure. But the reason why today is I didn't give a preview because I'm doing Twitch and I can't do a preview when I'm doing Twitch simultaneously. I have to just go on live. So there was no, I don't know. And maybe it even is. I don't know. Is there anything in your suggestion box? Teddy, KGB, 40 bodies coach, only a few comes to mind. Dude, I don't forgot women. I forget women that I've just been with. They be texting me, ping, ping. Hey, you still alive, sir? Oh, yeah. Nancy, yeah. Could you come over Thursday? Maybe Friday? I don't know. I sneak in. I fit your ass in. Oh, always double. If you're out here dating, double book. Double book. Always double book. Unless you're committed in a committed relationship. Then you have them spread out. Guys, their women are doing this, by the way. The women are doing this too. And when they do it and they get caught, then they start acting irrational. If you're dating, double book. Double book, and then you put, I should make a video on this, but I'm not a dating coach. Okay? But this is how it works. Do we have time? This point's still scrolling around the screen. Ladies, this is how it works. This is not, try it on your own. I mean, this is how I do it. And I really don't date these people, but this is how I do it. All right. Fridays and Saturdays are for layups. Fridays and Saturdays are for people that I know that I'm getting them draws. You ain't coming over here. I'm not meeting you. I'm not introducing myself to you. I'm not getting to know you on a Friday or Saturday. That's for a layup. Absolute layups. All right. I've spaced out my week to save up all of my energy for Friday and Saturday. Layup time. I don't want to introduce you. I don't want to go out to no long-ass dinner. I don't want to go Fridays for instantly walk in the door, get naked, go upstairs. That's Friday and Saturday. That's how I do that. Sunday is either recovery day. Don't mess up my Sunday because that's recovery day from Friday and Saturday. Now, what I'll do is typically I'll meet somebody late on Sunday. So I got to actually, you know, I got a couple of hours of recovery because somebody done left Sunday morning. So I'm going to watch football, watch all my football games. All right, chill out, get some work in. I do my morning member stream and I do my evening money mindset stream. So that's in there. And then after 8:30, if you want to meet, and if I want to meet, if I still have the energy, I will go ahead, but it better be a freaking layup. We'll do an introduction meeting Sunday night to close the night. I'm still recovering, you know? Monday is for introductions. Okay, I want to meet you. Let's get to know each other. I'll do that on a Monday night, slow as hell. Tuesday night, if I've recovered from Friday and Saturday, especially if I went in on an extra one on Sunday, Tuesday night, I might bring a slow Tuesday. But just know, I've double booked Sunday night. I'm sorry, not Sunday night. Monday night, I have two people booked. The worst, the most flakiest one, I will have booked early in the day. And then later in the day. And the most dependable one, I'll book early in the day. So that if the flake flakes, I already know. Okay, well, anyway, I could just kick it with the one that I'm already with. If the flake says, hey, I'm on my way, then I can kick the other introduction girl to the guy. Hey, it was nice meeting you. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your Starbucks. I'm out of here. Tuesday night it's a layup. I can go. I'm already covered. The juices are flowing again. All right. But I don't want anyone. You know, my top-notch girls, top-notch girls all shopping. So Tuesday night is an instant. That's a layup. The nastiest gorditas. That's Tuesday night. Gordita Tuesday. This girl's going to come over, make fish tacos. You know what I'm saying? She making street tacos. Bring the gordita in. She wants to feel like the wife. That's Tuesday. Wednesday. Now we're back to Wednesday. This should be somebody, you know, this is going to be the hottest broads. You know, we're setting her ass up for Friday. We're setting them up for Friday. Double book Wednesday and Thursday. Double book Wednesday and Thursday. So now you're double booked. You got the two hot chicks Wednesday and Thursday. You got a couple of flakes and some people that you're kind of interested in Wednesday and Thursday. Double book, though. Double book. Do not go in there, slide in there, trying to get somebody in there and she flake on you and you be like, oh. You're setting your Friday and Saturday up for Wednesday and Thursday. You're setting them up. That's Wednesday and Thursday. You're setting you up for Friday. Oh, man. That's what you do. And then you can rest. Like, if you don't get none, you just be like, all right, it's all good. Because I already set up for Friday. So you ain't trying to smash no chicks on Wednesday and Thursday. But if you get some, you just happen to get some. You're like, all right, I got some. But you saving up your energy for Friday. Friday and Saturday. Double book. That's what I would do if. I'm like OJ. Well, that's what I would do if I was out here in the field. He says, Coach, you said not the cold approach. I didn't cold approach any of these chicks. Who did I cold approach? These are people right here in my wheelhouse. I didn't cold approach nobody. Hey, but that's if you wanted to do all that. I don't necessarily recommend that all the time, but there may be a 2-week period where you might want to go in, you know, that's how I do it. I'm rarely ever without. I will have somebody like on a Wednesday, I will have somebody that's cool. You know, I'll meet you at 7:30 after you eat dinner. Then I'll have somebody at 9:30. Be on deck. Because if 7:30, oh, good. It was nice to meet you. Very good. Thanks for taking me out. You got her set up for Friday. Good. Hey, why don't you come over this weekend? Oh, it sounds fantastic. So you pushed her out. You met her. You got her set for Friday. Then you got the 9:30 girl on deck. After you do, you be like, all right, good. Thanks for, hey, there go. And then you get on the phone. Hey, you still want to come through? Slide through real quick. 9:30 is just somebody, you know, it's an easy layup. Because y'all be letting these girls come over. You want to watch movies? You put the whole movie in. She waiting for you to make the first move. She just sitting there like this. Nah, I don't do none of that. All right, I'm just messing around. Anyway, it be like that sometimes. Double book, guys. Double book. If you don't line it up right and get your energy right, because I'm in my 40s, you know what I mean? I can't be like I'm 25. I'm very much on schedule. Don't be hopping in. Girls be like, what you doing tonight? No. Not me. I already got my whole schedule planned out. Yo ass can jump in on Wednesday and Thursday. You want to jump in? Teddy KGB. 40 bodies. He says only a few comes to mind. He says Flicks by Cody. Shout out to Flicks by Cody. Appreciate you for being here. True Black. I'm 150 pounds plus. This shiggity is getting is boring. He says stop bringing 25-year-olds. Yeah, man. Older women, right? They boring as hell. I can't mess with more older women, bro. Metro, Michael, Metro the fourth. Hit the like button in here. Hit the like button. Did I say this will be a short stream today? I have a feeling it might be. Ho Cage Poppy. We men need more pain. We need more pain. We need more cowbell. You know, if you're a guy, I understand. I've been there. I've been there. I've been there, guys. I've been there where I couldn't get rid of the one girl that was just doing me wrong. And I was trying to rationalize her. The first worst thing you can do is rationalize with women. In a relationship, it's the worst. You're wasting your time, bro. You're wasting your time. You might as well, it's the first 10 minutes of the conversation. If it's going left, abandon ship, abort mission. Everything you say after that is a waste. And everything you say after that is going to be considered verbal abuse. You're always talking down to me and making me feel bad. This is abusive. Everything you say after that is going to be abusive. Just go ahead and abort mission. Abandon ship. Go ahead and send her, call her a cab, order her an Uber, and get the hell out. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you for being here. This has been great. I've enjoyed our time. Never end it sourly. Never think that she's got you emotional. Okay, you kick a woman out, she's like, I made you feel bad. I hurt your feeling. No, I hurt your feeling. You didn't hurt my feelings. I'm replacing your ass. That's what happened here. All right, you no longer have access to me. There ain't no feelings hurt. You just don't have access to me no more. That's how that works. But yeah, don't get mad. I understand women are difficult to deal with, especially when you get emotional, but that's their playground. Cut your losses. Yep, you just be like, And then go hug your pillow because you guys didn't have no other hoes lined up. You got rid of all your other hoes for this girl, and now she acting up. You know when they start acting up is when, guess what? When you get rid of all your girls and there's no more competition. And she like, well, I could treat him any old kind of way. This is why married women don't sleep with their husbands. It's because she know you ain't getting it from someone else, so you got to wait. just two pieces of peace leave, honey. And they'll be like, eh. It's kind of like a naturally ingrained. You're like, eh. She's like, eh, I'll give you some when I give you some. Now, if she knew that you could just go on out and get you a little junior college snatch, if she hold out, guess what she would do? She'd be banging your lights out. It's the same thing with the girl that stays with the guy that cheated on her with four other women. I don't know why I can't leave with him. Yeah, because you're competing for him. That's why you can't leave. And that competing makes you good. That it makes you think you're competing for something that's desirable if other women find him desirable. This is how women work, man. Don't never let them tell you any different. One more thing is, if no other women are after you and she's with you, she's going to start treating you like shit. She's going to look at you and go, why no other hoes like him? Why no other girls even look his way? She's going to dry up on you. She's going to start thinking about it. Why do I feel this way about this guy if nobody else does? Now, young girls, we're not talking about young girls. They don't know if they coming or going. They don't even know how to work their body yet. Okay, so if they under 26, we ain't talking about them. We're talking about women. Okay, over 26 and up qualify as women. Girls don't know what to do with themselves yet. They ain't seen it squirt out yet. They ain't seen nothing squirt out of it yet. They haven't barely had an orgasm yet. They don't know what they're doing with it. So don't listen to them. Only listen to women that have actually been able to squirt. You know what I mean? That actually could get an orgasm off. with or without you. And young girls haven't really done it yet. They just the act themselves, just the act of having intercourse seems to give them a thrill. Wow, this guy's engaging with me. You know, she don't know. But for women who are older than 26 and she's got a man and nobody finds him desirable and her friends think he's ugly and her mom asks her, why are you with that guy? Guess what? She's not going to compete for you. Shay X, calling today's BW queen, queens is disrespectful to actual queens. And he says these BWs thinking they're bad, but they stay in raggedy apartments, broken, dusty. I don't get it. I really don't get it. They walk around, they be like, big and bad. They jump in that Toyota Corolla, rusted out. They be like, rear, rear, rear. They jump in that Nissan Altima with the, and it's a got a boot on it. You know, for some people to act like, you know, I'm telling you, man. But you know why they act like that? Because men, those men in her neighborhood, they work on low vibration. They're low vibration men, right? And so they require nothing other of their women but to open her legs. That's the only requirement for her. She don't have to respect him. She doesn't have to honor him. She doesn't have to do his wishes. And he'll bow down to her just for doing the simple thing of tooting her butt up in the air. And so that's where she says that's where she measures herself. That ain't her fault. That ain't her fault. It's our fault as men. But the best thing you can do is do what? If she's acting like that, go get you a Puerto Rican chick and bring her right back to the hood. And what's going to happen? What you doing with that white girl? You be like, she ain't white. She Puerto Rican. Oh, she ain't black. Then she white. Shout out to Charlie Vega. I'm not rich, but I have FU money. If it's used properly, not only dealing with women, but with people in general that bring no value in your life, just straight up walk away. Thank you. It's the basic principle to winning in life. If you can't walk away from the table during a negotiation, you're going to lose and you're going to get screwed. The best thing you could do if the negotiation's not going your way is to get up and walk. Hey, we want to give you this job. Great. All right. Let's discuss pay. Fantastic. We're going to start you off at $42,000 a year. Just get up, walk out. Thank you very much for your opportunity. It's been great. Good luck with the rest of your interviews. Walk out to the door. If they don't come running for you, then that's a sign. Great. If they come running for you, oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a second. I read that wrong. I meant 82,000. Oh, that's what I thought you meant. Great. But y'all get mad when y'all agree to bullshit. It's your fault you agreed to 42. Same thing with women. It's your fault that you're putting up with all this bullshit. It ain't her fault. She's doing what she's only being allowed to do. Brown from the West. I take my women like dope. Lined up. Give yourself the buzzer. Nadaso, he says, I take them lined up. Line them up. Guys, I won't say it's easy, but it gets easier as you build value. Okay. If you're not in that situation and you're like, oh, it takes a lot of work to do all that, you ain't in the right spot. You ain't in the right spot to be able to line it up and double book they ass. And I understand because I wasn't there either. I was in there sipping and fiending and trying to be in one relationship and trying to be respectful for her. Nah, that, hey, dude, look, I just want to keep telling you, man. I'm going to just keep repeating. The majority of women that you've known, even the good ones, and we talk about good women. The good women are going to show up. What about the good women? You're only talking about the bad women. Okay, ugly women, we'll talk about you. The women we don't want to see naked, we'll talk about you too. Okay. I got that from Obsidian. He put that on his post the other day. Shout out to Obsidian. All right, the women that we really, really don't want in our lives, we'll talk about you too. All right, but listen to this. When have you ever heard a woman say to in a situation where she says, I found out he was cheating on me and I left him bone dry. I left him on the spot and I never went back. When? They always go back. Almost always. It is very rare that she's in a competition for a man that she says, I cut that man clean off out of my life. Very rare. It's very rare when she knows that there's other women. I know you talking to other women. I know you texting them. Guess what? She stick right there. And I know this now. And it's not something that I'm doing wrong. I'm not trying to do wrong by them. I'm just saying, if your ass think you about to act up around here, you will be properly dismissed. And another woman's waiting right over here. She's waiting for your ass. You got to let them know. Women let you know all the time. They let you know this all the time. Oh, well, don't act up. I could go right to my Instagram inbox. When you don't have options, they act up. They act a plumb fool on you. And I refuse to have them act that way. So if you're going to be around me and you get to see me 1 day a week, 2 day a week, just know you can't just pop up and show up on me because there's somebody else I'm dealing with. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a player. I just know that this is how it works. Sugar Plum said you. Man, they got guys that got, they know they got multiple girlfriends and they stick right up with them. And they come crying your beta shoulder. I can't believe I messed with his dirty Johnson. He's out there slaying vagina. And I hate that about him. I'm going to cry on your shoulder. I'm not going to give you any peace leave, though, because I will never cheat on my man. And they go back to him. He come back. He washing this salami in the sink. She show up, and he pipes her down, too. Oh, my goodness. Nadaso, at this point, you got to ask. He says, you got to ask, you got to go. Oh, yeah, if you got to ask, you got to go. If you got to check her phone, just go ahead and end it. All right, man. You know what? We ain't going to play this game. Caribou M, shout out to you from Zaire. I would try to pronounce that. Melabana. Shout out to Caribou Melabana. The Ingram Experience, straight facts, coach. When they think they got you, they treat you like poop. But it's not just women do this. We do this to other men. We do this. Your job does this to you. This is not something that is just exclusive to women. So we're not trying to make women feel bad, but we're telling men from a relationship perspective what's up. I've heard teenage girls talk about this. Don't ask me why I've heard this, but for my Gen Z audience, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to back you up. If they look at your social media and nobody's following you, because you know they're going to go to your social media. Hey, do you have Instagram? Oh, yeah, I have Instagram. If you don't have one, she's going to think you're a serial killer. If you're under 40 without an Instagram and you're trying to get women and you don't have one, you're a serial killer. So that's that. The next thing that's going to happen is if she goes to your Instagram or whatever it is, she's going to look at who follows you and who you follow. She's going to click. Who do you follow? Big booty hoes, big booty hoes, big booty hoes. Then she's going to go to who follows you. Incel, incel, incel. And she's going to be like, damn, no good. Now, if you have an Instagram and it's lighting up like a Christmas tree and girls up are up under there commenting and throwing you kissy faces, guess what she's going to do? She's going to say, I got the right one. She's going to be like, damn, all the girls like you. Yes, they do. That's interesting. Who is this girl? They're going to click on their page. Who's that girl? Click. And they'll know all the girls who comment the most on your pictures. You know that one girl? They'll talk to you. You know that one girl? They follow them. They'll follow the girls that follow you if they have a massive following. I'm telling you, bro. That drives them nuts. If you ever want to do it, just fake an Instagram account and have it done. Just so when a girl asks you, yeah, here you go. And they show up on the scene. I remember I was talking to a young girl. This was back when my other Instagram was lit. And she was like, you got IG? And I was like, yeah. And I just showed her on my phone. I didn't give her the name. I showed her on the phone. She said, you got 31K followers? She's 24. I was like, yeah. She was like shocked. She's like, that's interesting. Peace leave warmed up. She's like, social credit score, social proof. I got a following. People follow me. For Generation Z, that's everything. That's everything, bro. So it's the same thing as you ain't got no other hoes. If your job knows you ain't got no other job, you're not looking for another job. Most of the time, if it's not the looking for the job, if no other people are headhunting for you, if you're not in demand, if they don't feel like, I don't think we can hang on to that guy, guess what? They're going to treat you like shit. Somebody's going to quit their job, and they're going to pile their job right on your desk. And they're going to say, you're going to do two people's job today. But if they know your ass can up and leave, they're going to be like, no, don't give them that other person's job. Because then he's going to leave, and we can't replace him. Social credit, cloud coach, cloud is everything. It's a sad time in our lives, but it's everything. They want to know right up in front of you what's going on in your life. And some women will back the hell up. They'll be like, shit, I can't mess with that because they got more clout than me. It's competition for them. The UK economist, 25-year-old, tried using the stupid Harvey 90-day rule on me. I walked away. She's now chasing. By the way, I'm in the top 10 earners. She messed up. Yeah, as soon as they pull that, if you're not interested in that, in the Steve Harvey rule, 90-day rule, you just tell her, thank you, ma'am. You know, that's not where I am in my life. But best of luck. And then see what she does. Here's a rule of negotiation. You tell them your position, and then you shut the F up. You tell them your position, and you shut up. The first person to talk is the loser. That's what negotiations are. Everybody remember that in negotiation 101 class? We're going to offer you $26,000 a year. Now, if you say, we're going to offer you $26,000 a year, and they go, Well, because, you know, based on your experience, you lost the argument because now you interjected. Well, based on your experience, we think because, you know, you will have an opportunity to make more. You lost. So literally, don't ever you put yourself out there. You know what? I respect the fact that you want to do the 90-day rule, but that's not in my wheelhouse. But you seem like a good girl. Have a nice day. Start walking away. Oh, but she'll grab your arm. Oh, maybe I'll consider with you. No, Jonah, I remember this chick saying she didn't want to date me because I follow red pill pages and that I must hate women. Give her the buzzer. Yeah, I've had a lot of those. Women say, well, it seems like you hate women. And then they got their legs up, feet all up. I can see the arch of their feet pointing to the ceiling. I might get some more likes. Somebody says, do I really think social media is everything now? Good question. And we're at the end of the show. So, you know, we're just answering a couple more questions. Social media, it's like cable TV in the 80s and 90s. It is like the newspaper when they first start printing the damn thing out. Social media is everything. We're on social media right now. Everybody talks about how many people subscribers. I'm just telling you, man, I've been around people. I've been around people, girls and men, who measure themselves on their social media following. The first thing the news is going to say when they report on a social media person, this person has X of many followers. They don't even know who the followers are. They might be bots. But if you got a blue check mark and you are sliding in someone's DMs, the woman's going to probably click on the message. Because she's interested as to why this person has selected her. She might not be interested in the guy after she reads the message, but she's going to click. And that's half the battle. That's half the battle. So social media is almost damn near everything now. It's the way you measure. It's the way you're measured in terms of value in our society. Does it mean it's right? No, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right, but it's where we are. It's where we are, especially with younger people. If you're like a Generation Xer, you might think that's dumb, but ask a Gen Z person. Ask a Gen Z person. Okay, let's just say this. Say there's a Gen Z person that doesn't have Snapchat, doesn't have Instagram or Facebook. They're going to look at them like, what? They're like, how? No, just text me your phone number. They're going to be like, nah. And people don't get it. So this current generation has always grew up with social media existing. This is what we have to remember. They grow up with, ever since they've been able to understand how to operate a phone and text, social media has always been available to them. We grew up at a time where it was never available and it became available. So now we, at that point, we get to choose if we're going to do it or not. Well, I'm not going to have a Facebook. You can't even log on to certain websites without a Facebook or a Google account. They literally be like, we don't have no email login. Log in with your Facebook. So yeah, man, social media is just about how you're measured today. Yeah, Facebook is dead, but again, most of the time you have to have a Facebook account just to get onto some stuff. But yeah, can you exist without social media? Sure. Yeah. But you ain't gonna mess with no young women. I mean, you're gonna have to have some superb game. Because they're gonna be like, can I contact you on Snapchat? I don't got no Snapchat. Well, there goes your communication. Because she ain't giving you the phone number, bro. That's how they communicate. Young people communicate via Snapchat. Here's the secret. Do you know that? Most young people communicate through Snapchat as a phone. So, say you wanted to communicate with her. And you're like, I'm not going to pull up Snapchat. All right, good luck. Sono Jono, also women aren't dumb when they see the followers. They also look into your post engagement. Social media is everything moving forward. They do. They will be like, you guys, they keep track, bruh. They keep track. Oh, that last post you made, it had 10,000 likes. It got 10,000 views. This person commented. 89 people commented. They're looking at this. It is like, it's weird, but it is what it is. You know, we can't fight it anymore. So, you know, people will say, look at your DMs, and they're in their DMs, man. They know who's DM'd them. You ever heard of streaks? We're at the end of the show, by the way. I say that. I keep saying that. You ever heard of streaks on Snapchat? So every day, they wake up doing these streaks. And so they got to get up and they got to take a picture and put a streak in. If you don't streak them back, they're all pissed off. It's a crazy thing. But you got to remember, this generation, if they're between 12 and 24, they've always had Instagram. They don't know a life without Instagram. Think about that. The first thing they did was want to get on Instagram. Oh, why can't I have Instagram? Everybody has it. It's always been available. But we remember life before Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. Yeah, man. But anyway, anything else that we need to cover? Somebody says, I find that it's straggle daggles that care most about social media. Probably primarily, yeah, but you'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised. There's people that do care about it. There's some people that don't. It's not always thing. Anyway, We're going to cut it there at an hour and 30 minutes. All right, appreciate y'all, man. I went super long. And what's today? Tuesday. Get your gorditas on. Shout out to everybody on Twitch, by the way. And I'm going to close down the show. And we out of here. Peace.